helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for January 24th, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Join us this Friday, January 26th, for our next edition of Career Opportunities Live. Join us in the chat room or on the line. We hope to see you there. You'll find full information on the website at welchwrite.com/career. That's welchwrite.com/career. Today's show, from the archives, A Moral Dilemma. First published January 11th, 2002. This year is sure to bring some interesting moral dilemmas to high-tech workers. The call for increased security, both of the nation and computer systems, is sure to put you in the unenviable position of monitoring the actions of those around you in ways never imagined in America before. As a point person on computer security, many of you will find yourself having to decide between your career and your own ethics. The last few months have brought sweeping changes in high-tech security landscape. The push for increased online privacy has been almost totally reversed, and the government has been granted significant new abilities to monitor and track computer information. You're probably already beginning to be affected by some of these changes. Less stringent requirements on surveillance and wiretapping may require you to change your systems or work with law enforcement more frequently. Already, the manufacturers of antivirus and security applications are being asked to work with the government to ensure that their products don't tip off a suspect to electronic wiretaps. Encrypted information and encryption software itself is under closer scrutiny. All of these changes will add a new role to your high-tech career, law enforcement liaison. You may find that you're privy to information that's considered very sensitive, and not just to your company, but to government and the people being watched. You just might be placed in the position of knowing something you'd rather not have to know. This new role will also require something even more important, a deep examination of your own morals and ethics. At what point do you decide that your work has moved beyond the typical high-tech roles and become an intrusion into the everyday lives of average people? Right now, my own guidelines involve invoking the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. With each new request, you need to ask yourself, how would I feel if I was the one being observed? If you'd be uncomfortable undergoing a certain type of surveillance, you can guess that others would feel the same. Of course, this doesn't mean the surveillance won't go forward, only that you have examined your own role and culpability in the surveillance. Unfortunately, if you don't feel comfortable performing this role, your choices are limited. You can try to get someone else to do the work, but if surveillance is becoming a major part of your duties, you may have to find another position. Certainly not a good situation in either case. Personally, I had issues with monitoring email and web usage in a corporate environment long before the current situation. I believe that if you can't trust employees to use their resources in a trustworthy manner, then you shouldn't hire them in the first place. If someone is found to be abusing the resources, fire them. Someone abusing the resources of the company is fairly obvious, even without direct monitoring of how they're abusing it. Luckily, I've not been placed in a position where I have to institute high levels of user monitoring. If so, I'd have to think long and hard about my involvement in such a project. Right now, I'd probably try to make my feelings known in as positive a way as possible and ask the client to find someone else to do the work. It's a personal decision every high-tech worker will have to make at some point in their career. I believe that it's just as important to protect the personal privacy of innocent people as to catch a few criminals among them. Balance in all things is important, even in the high-tech world. If someone hasn't asked you to install monitoring software, key capture software, or other surveillance measures yet, it's an almost foregone conclusion that they will. When it happens, I hope that each and every one of you will take the time to carefully consider your needs, the needs of law enforcement, and your own sense of ethics in order to come to a decision that serves you, your company, and your community in the best way possible. This Friday in Career Opportunities, expectations can and should rise with promotions and raises. Despite the fact that I often talk about attaining raises and promotions in your career, I don't often discuss their ramifications to both your work and your personal life. The fact is, when you move into an expanded role, especially a managerial role, the expectations of those around you are going to rise. Each new position brings about a new level of control and commitment. If you ignore this, your transition into the new role can be more difficult than it should be. Available Friday, January 26th, 2007. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WELCHWRITE.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our reader-listener line at 206-338-5832. Again, that's 206-338-5832. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website. Career Opportunities is a member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com and the LA Podcasters at lapodcasters.com.
Be a part of the Friends in Tech community. Visit the FIT forums at forums.friendsintech.com.